can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning. Today's date is, well, Monday, January the 2nd, 2022. And yes, we are live. The funny thing is Ellen and I here today at Republic of Texas Radio Show get to usher in a new season of reality. Isn't that funny? We're the first show of 2022. That's something if it's not nothing. I'm not too sure what we're going to, you know, be dealing with this year. But, you know, we all seen kind of like a little bit of a preview. Alan, good morning. You out there?
Oh, it's morning, Steve. I don't know if I'm going to say good, simply because it's a new year, because I still seem to be surrounded for the best part by moronic, dogmatic, close-minded people.
I wonder why you use the word dogmatic in there, and what, how does that fit? I mean, you're a puppy person, and you know dogs are, well, generally good, unless they have stupid people that hurt them.
And you know, and there's a book out there that, in my opinion, whoever translated this long after someone was gone was more than likely slightly dyslexic, and every time they wrote down the word God, they meant to say dog. So, yes, because they are much more honest, won't stab you in the back as a general thing, will not scream and yell at you because you do not believe exactly as the doggy does. No, you really don't want to get me started into this. I am so sick of civilization
kind of
and
figured out
how
that
easily people are manipulated. I'm so freaking pissed off, Steve. I'm going to try to have a good day and have a good show. People out there, some of y'all are my only friends I can talk to. I spent New Year's Eve with Chance and Andy. You know, I was out lighting off mortar shells, one talking on the phone with Chance and Andy. couldn't have had a better start to the year than talking to two people who have opened their minds and realized how much trouble we're really in and pulled themselves out of the dogmatic crap. And I can have great conversations with these guys. Love them both.
Yeah, and I got to say that I didn't get you started. I just said good morning, but maybe saying good started that whole thing. And that's fine. You know, we can go there.
That's a matter of interpretation, Steve.
Gotcha.
Hey, you know what? Does the priest who's doing nasty, bad things to your tender, juicy little boys in the altar room, he's probably good in his perspective, but he's looking at it, eh? Depends on everything, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
It's all interpretation.
That's a rabbit trail that I don't want to go down to. There's a lot of rabbit trails that I don't want to go down. And Andy tried to drag me down one of those, what was it, yesterday or the day before or something like that, a couple days ago. You know, I kept going down that rabbit trail, and it wasn't me starting it, right? Maybe I bumped it a little bit, at least in one case. And so that's a good time to talk
about
that.
Steve, it's like you know, a book says, "Go ye forth and multiply." You know, I've actually found the truth, Steve. That means that you're not supposed to go, you know, you're not supposed to do division, addition, subtraction, definitely none of that calculus stuff. We're just supposed to multiply, become multiplicitions. Hey, he did not say go forth and reproduce. That's nasty. That's dirty. Sex is nasty and dirty. You know, if it would have said go forth and reproduce, I guess having sex and babies and stuff would be good. But we were intended only to be multiplicitions. We were supposed to do math only to the point of knowing multiplication inside and out, and you are supposed to go to no other math. No addition, no subtraction, no differential equations, none of that stuff. Only go forth and multiply.
Okay.
Sounds pretty literal. I found the truth. And don't tell me I'm not, because you're a bad person then. I'll try to shut up, Steve. I'm sorry.
No, you won't. You won't.
I'm pretty. You don't have.
I'm just control of that.
Sick.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, I'm gonna do station keeping stuff before we head down a direction. If you want to agree or disagree with Alan, or just call in to say Happy New Year or whatever, feel free to do that. It's 512-248-8252. It's a long distance call, but it saves the network a lot of money if you actually call that line. I'll give the 800 number out a little bit later on in the show, but I kind of want to keep 2022 more simple on Republic Broadcasting. You know, they took off the last two weekends, well, part of them, and Sam tried to actually have a weekend and, you know, do stuff, but it's kind of hard when, you know, he's over there in a bunker in Round Rock, Texas, and it's kind of like a bunker, right? You walk through this door and there's like a little entrance way, and then you walk all the way to the back, and then, well, that's where Sam sits for the majority of Saturday and Sunday for the rest of his lives, or until RBN goes off the air. Don't let that happen. Please continue to support
the
network.
I think the feds actually like to call those compounds, Steve.
Well, compounds, we can get into that later if you want to talk about what a compound is, because I actually thought about that, and I was just trying to say that, you know, take care of RBN folks. That's republicbroadcasting.org. you can call into the show at 512-248-8252. One more thing, Alan, and you can come back in, we can do compounds. There is a chat room that's available for the show. It's not supported by Republic Broadcasting or me myself. Right. It's brought to us by a couple of listeners. One is republicoftexas.chattango.com, and the other one is republicoftexas.chattango.com. There are two different one of them because, well, there's differences of opinion. And that way, well, hey, you know, somebody loves you probably, you know, so you can go to either one of those. I did drop in a link to Alan and my special that we had on, last Sunday? We don't like dead air, right? Besides, you know, we wanted to do some dang thing. So Darren Weeks was, loaned us his studio, and we went ahead and did our show. And so you can, if you want to hear last week's show, I'm kind of a, you know, listen live type person, but I did drop a link to that in the chat rooms. Ah, that's a lot of talking there, Alan. You want to talk about compounds?
No. No, believe it or not, folks, it's really today. I don't know if I can talk or not, because
I'll drag you into
and
it.
Ranting, and I really don't like doing that. You know, most of the time, this program kind of brings my peace in my world, a little bit of sanity, and it still does. But man, I'm just so tired of closed-minded. Just wow.
All right, let me see here. We've got Jeff in Massachusetts. Let's bring him on the air. Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. As far as this year is concerned, and the COVID-19 virus is concerned, and the vaccines, here's the thing. I believe that this is a Chinese bioweapon used against America with American communists like Fauci as their toadies. And I'll tell you why. Mao Zedong, since the very beginning of Chinese communism, had the four olds they wanted to eliminate, old ideas, old cultures, old habits, old customs, actually old culture. Now the thing is, with this vaccine killing off the elderly and the baby boomers, there's a perfect way to get rid of the old people, because the old people can transmit knowledge to the younger people. You knock that base out, along with the Gen X's, which is my generation. China can literally walk into this country and take over America without firing a shot if they achieve their objective. And I've seen a video on the first night in Boston, and the people were lining up to get the vaccine. So the Chinese are achieving their objective of killing off the old school in America, and I believe Russia will line up with China to conquer this country, and very easily, in fact, because people are doing it themselves.
Well, I agree and I disagree in different ways. I don't know the players. You know, they what Russia's doing as compared to what Chinese are doing and what the Americans are doing, or should we say the Israelis, the Jews are doing. Who controls what and what controls who and who's partnering with who and what? Some of your points, Jeff, you know, that they're killing off the boomers and they're killing off the old people because they could actually tell the younger folks, the millennials and, you know, anybody what's going on. The problem is they can't right now. You know, nobody listens to anybody. They've already have that fracture in. If it's they that have the fracture in, you know, if the Chinese were the ones that did that, right, you know, how did they do that? Well, they made it so the young folks wouldn't listen to the old folks. And so now we've lost chain of custody in thoughts. So they've been all given to the schools and to the media. And so a younger person doesn't listen to anybody, right? Because they know better.
Now, let me add a counterpoint, which is when China became communist, you had the Chinese Red Guard, and that was the youth of the country. The Chinese communists got to the youth. Just like they got to the youth in China, the communists and our public schools have gotten to our youth. And the illegals coming in through the border, along with a lot of the students in the colleges, these are the Red Guard. If you notice, the illegal aliens don't have to take the jab. Yes.
I hear you on that one. No, and I don't necessarily disagree with you on that point. But what I'm saying is that when we say China, it's a Chinese bioweapon. Yeah, but it was funded by the U.S., right?
Oh, no, you're right about that, because, you see, we have communists in our country that are funding it, a rogue group of communists.
And then we sit there and argue about have they isolated the, and it's all so tiring to a certain extent, you know, but yeah, I do see what you're saying, and it seems to be in play, but I don't know the players, and it's tiring, but we're already so far down that rabbit trail. I don't think millennials will listen to, you know, Gen Xers, and definitely not boomers, right? Boomers and millennials are like, whoa, holy crap, mix oil and water.
Well, it's because of the old school versus the new school, and the new school has been indoctrinated in communism. Now you see, even if by chance America was to have an armed revolution to overthrow this communism, we wouldn't be able to do it anyways, because all that China has to do is put out a race-based bioweapon, and there goes the rest of the boomers. I believe the Chinese have race-based bioweapons.
OMG. LOL. Are you serious? The millennials are smart. LOL. Get serious. You don't have to know how to spell. You don't need a brain, folks.
You're right.
Let your electronics do your thinking for you.
Alan, you haven't seen the new.
Turn left.
You haven't seen the new emoticons, right? Did you see the new emoticons? It's like, what? They share pictures. It's sad.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. As a wrap up, we sure have gotten dumbed down, and I don't think things are going to get any better in this country. And you can kiss the 2022 election goodbye, as well as 2024, because guess what? The communists already own the voting system. They put their man Biden into office. Biden is fully owned by China. On that note, guys, I'll let you go. Do have a good one. Bye bye.
Thank you. That's the first caller.
Back in the 60s and early 70s, you know, I guess it is kind of my generation's fault, because we actually, I guess, not realizing what we were doing, we unleashed the smiley face on the world back in the late 60s, early 70s.
To
which
explain.
Has now become the emoji world. And we never realized what we were doing. It was just a simple, happy smiley face just to try to make people feel good. Now it is all twisted and perverted, and that smiley face is doing all kinds of weird things.
I think Gallagher talked about that, you know. Well, not the smiley face, but I'd say it was released on the general public, right? That would probably be a better term, because there was have a nice day. It's like, what? Have a nice day? Well, what if
never
I don't want to have a nice
day? The brainless world of emojicons.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? You know, nah, it's not wonderful. And since we were talking about millennials and Gen Xers and, you know, baby boomers and whatnots and over the hills and this and that, one of the neat conversations, it's not neat, it's actually probably one of the scariest things that I've had a conversation with within the last couple weeks for people. And thank God I don't, I'm not, well, I am involved in that problem, but not really. Is the fact that we keep splitting the population in half, at least mentally, and as far as mental psychosis go. And so everybody gets farther away from each other. And the latest one comes to do with, you know, what Chance, or I'm sorry, Jeff was just talking about the Wuhan China virus, whatever, could be made in USA, funded by the USA, most likely. It was a global effort or something like that. Who the hell knows if it even exists, too? But let's not even argue about that. So they have injected a whole bunch of people in the continent of the United States. And I'm kind of focusing on the United States for this discussion, this thought. And that now there's a whole bunch of people on in this planet that have had this gene therapy treatment and are less than human. Well, okay, they might be more than human. Well, they're not human. Or are they human? Is that a discussion that we could have? You know, after you unleash a genetic modification to your system, do you remain you, right? Are you a pure blood? Andy in Texas was telling me, what was it, 2-3 days ago? Maybe even yesterday, I don't know. A couple days ago, and he's gone down this rabbit trail, and he says, well, it looks like I'm not, you know, going to be hanging with any girls anymore. You know, it's the question is here, well, has she been vaxxed? Is she shedding, right? Will she tell you if she was? We should just go along to get along. You know, what do you have to do to find somebody? You know, and, you know, Andy's a, I would think he's a Gen Xer or something like that. He's not a boomer or anything. And the boomers probably don't have this problem, but they, you know, whatever. But the millennials sure the hell do. You know, the millennials have gone to the interweb to find everybody, right? And they download the app and they search for people and so forth. And they click their checkboxes and they see and they swipe. And there you go. We found one, found one, found one. And so you're going to have to declare your status. And then you're going to sit there and find yourself cut out from everything. But then you can go on the new I'm not vaxxed dating app. Right. Oh, that's right. And then they'll lie to you. Then you'll have to send in proof that you're not, prove that you have not been vaxxed. Holy crap. How the hell do you do that? Just give me your blood, your DNA, and we're going to put it through the super Swift-a-thon and we're going to find out. Kind of sucks there, Alan. That's, I guess that's 2022. You know, more separation of peoples. Yeah, stupid.
Like that whole thing, you know, Steve, I mean, if everyone's supposed to take everything literally and everything, you know, supposedly we all came from an original man and woman, the only two that were made, and everything came from that. So, you know, if you look at it literally, if y'all out there are having sex with a woman and reproducing, you're committing incest. Because everyone out there would be your sister or your brother.
Yes.
Or your mother.
Okay,
or your father.
You are on a
No, I don't have good prospects for the year. No, Steve. Sorry if y'all were expecting happy bunny stuff.
Very well. Hang on, folks. Let's do the break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime fighting, political science analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti cicada agenda.
I'm a born again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, this is January the 2nd, and no, this is not a fluffy bunny show. And, you know, Alan, you know, categorizing us as a happy-go-feel-lucky show, that probably is a little bit wrong. But hey, you know, whatever. No, dude, I just want you to do what you want to do. Say what you want to say, you know, and that's fine. We'll deal with that. No, I did not have a good. I did not have a good flipping, you know, last 2 weeks, right? I'm not happy, right? That don't get me wrong, but I don't want to get me started either, right? And I understand that, you know, everything. And I don't want to lecture you. I don't want to lecture anybody. You know, these holidays are really, really hard on me. I'm running towards a hamster wheel to try to hit the click and the damn thing. And all these people are taking time off. They don't want to work. And then they all come back online sometime in January. And they go, come on, you got to do some work for me. Go, what the hell? You know, as far as I'm concerned, the whole Christmas season and the New Year's type, you know, restart thing is part of the whole system to sabotage the system so it doesn't move cleanly, like the time change. You know, all of a sudden people are off and not doing and buying and not buying, and You know, it was the greatest Christmas ever, Alan. You know, the most people bought ever. But that's not true. It was a big lie. So, and people like the lie. I don't know, man. It's just frustrating. And, well, I'm glad RBN is back on the air. It was really hard to reach out to calm my nerves, you know, listening to different shows and whatnot when my sources of, well, sanity are off the air. And the weekends are really my big time for listening. So welcome back, Sam. I hope you got a good rest. That's me, Alan. I'm sorry. I had to vent too.
I'm just finding peace, Steve. 2 times 3 is 6. That feels good.
It's the simple stuff. There's a lot of simple stuff. Hey, how about this one? You know, it's kind of strange that we get like things that back to back, you know, stupid shenanigans around the world. So the Aboriginals, you know, this is really kind of funny. And I don't understand. Maybe I do understand. You know, down in Australia, they've been locking down and, you know, kidnapping our Aboriginal leaders and whatnot. They really, you know, I guess it's kind of racist to say they've only been kidnapping Aboriginal leaders. They've been kidnapping whoever the hell they want to. It's a, well, it's a dictatorship. It's a dictatorship. It's a fascist organization. It's a joke. The people are standing up and you're not hearing about it. Are they standing up enough? Absolutely not yet. But the Aboriginals, well, set fire to their old parliament building. Like, what the hell? So instead of protesting where all the legislation people are, they're like, well, let's go over here and protest. Doesn't seem right to me, right? You know, it's like, oh, what are you doing? Well, they gave us a permit to yell at this door. Well, I don't think the Aboriginals got the memo, or maybe they were steered and controlled and cajoled, and, you know, maybe they didn't let fire to that door, you know, and that was the way to release pressure in the, you know, overrun Australian continent. It is overrun by strife and misery. But Cape Town, I guess, I think it's Cape Town. Cape Town, South Africa, just had a similar thing occur over last night. Yeah, I'm not too sure if it's over what it's over, right? Maybe they don't like Whitey. Maybe it's, you know, COVID nonsense. Who knows? But they just burned down their parliament last night. So that, I just thought it was odd, you know, you hear the word parliament twice in 1 week when, you know, relating to fire, like, that's, it's cute, irrelevant, you know, who knows, 2 plus 2 equals 4, Alan?
Yeah, and we could even go 12 times 12 equals 144, you know, so a lot much higher than that, and I might actually have to get out a little piece of paper, you know. But, you know, because you don't want to do your multiplication wrong and everything, so.
Oh, really?
Yes. No, Steve, it's the world as we're presented are people. And, you know, I question everything because their control mechanism has been so insidious and it's become so ingrained in damn near everything that our life is involved in or we're involved in our life. And people don't want to see it, and it's hard to see sometimes because it was incremental. It was brought in as a good program, and there this, and that, and it all sounds nice and good. And people are more enslaved today than they have ever been. Should I really care what's going on the other side of the planet from me? You know, that's pretty much
that's
out of my
question.
Control. You know,
yeah,
we should try to live within the environment that we have any kind of control over. Let the rest of the world do what they want to do. If they're killing their people, well, I feel sorry for those people, but what the hell am I supposed to do about it? I can try to stop them from killing me here. It's about all I can do.
That's a great point. That's the music. Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on. We'll do the break, and we'll be right back.
In my head, the counter runs circles till the morning comes. When it does. are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Yep. First day of New Year. Well, actually, that was yesterday. Didn't really mean much, you know, to me yesterday. But does it mean anything to me today? Tomorrow, maybe. You know, tomorrow is when the world really gets started again. And we don't know which way it's going to start. Alan, actually, I agree with
my,
you.
My basic prediction for the New Year's
Eve. A little bit
Eve.
About, yeah, doom and gloom.
My basic prediction, once again, everything's a matter of perspective, so I will say either sadly or happily, this New Year will be brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Amen to that. You know, this week in the Nutter Show, you know, the whole world around us, right? We saw a lot of stuff, right? You know, it's like last weekend, Alex Jones' wife goes to the you know, jail for beating on somebody or something like that. It's part of the three-ring circus. Is it? Is he a friend or is he an enemy? You don't, you never really know. Well, a lot of people do know, at least they know for themselves what they think, but I, you know, whatever. He turned against Donald Trump and he hates Trump now. Trump hate total troll. Go like, well, why didn't you actually look at Donald Trump before, dude? Okay, he was ignorant. Got it. and I don't want to hold on that, but I seem to think that this all comes together somehow. You know, him and Joe Rogan are like the peas in a pot, right? They're both out there, blah, blah, blah. And Joe Rogan, I really don't understand. You know, I guess he's a leftist comedian. You know, he was something special to me back when because he did WKRP in Cincinnati, and he was kind of like the fix-it guy, and he was damn funny in that show. And now he has a talk radio show on a Spotify, you know. Oh, okay. I'm on Spotify. But he gets paid like the most out of everybody. He's bigger than the Limbo was and whatnot. And somehow the Twitter knocked off the inventor of mRNA technology / you know, I guess technology means the thought and the process of creating. So, you know, this Dr. Robert Malone, he created this stuff, and now he's censored and banned because he doesn't, you know, he's not down for the game. Is he? Or is it part of the show? So we're always asking, is he or is he part of the show? That might be true, but, you know, somehow the twits, you know, deleted
him. Does he really
him.
Have a position, or is he just a LARPer that just loves pissing people off?
I don't know.
People like that around here. Didn't really have a position. They just like pissing people off.
Right. I'll just take the other part and twist. Let's see you get all mad. No, I hear you there, Alan. But I don't know, is he, and I'm not going to even talk about that. I will talk about this other, you know, what Alex Jones and Joe Rogan have in common this week. They both had Dr. Malone on. They had him scheduled for the day after he got tweeted out or detweeted, however they want to say that nowadays. And so he came out and he did a show with the Alex, or one of his people. I never saw the show, and I didn't hear the Joe Rogan show either. I heard part of it, you know, the other day on Govern America. Darren played it, but Darren's been talking about, what the hell that is that called again? The mass formation. Yeah, Darren's been talking about that a little bit since October. Right. And it's like, OK, what is it? But this Malone guy, right, he brought that to a succinct point, and he kind of points to, you know, Germany post World War One and the uses of mass formation in controlling a splintered population. Anyways, I got a clip, Alan. Let's play this clip and then we can dissect it or throw it in the trash or whatever we're going to do. Why don't you go ahead and roll this, Sam?
From basically European intellectual inquiry into what the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. And one of the aspects of that phenomena is the people that they identify as their leaders, the ones typically that come in and say, you have this pain and I can solve it for you. I and I alone, okay, can fix this problem for you. Okay, then they will lead, they will follow that person. It doesn't matter whether they lie to him or whatever. The data are irrelevant. And furthermore, anybody who questions that narrative is to be immediately attacked. They are the other. This is central to mass formation psychosis. And this is what has happened. We had all those conditions. If you remember back before 2019, everybody was complaining, the world doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. And we're all isolated from each other. We're all on our little tools. We're not connected socially anymore, except through social media. And then this thing happened, and everybody focused on it. That is how mass formation psychosis happens, and that is what's happened here.
I think that was a pretty interesting point. You know, anybody have a comment on that? Is that real? you want to argue about what happened to Germany back in the early 1900s. The phone number is, 512-248-8252. Or you can call 1-800-313-9443. But that's probably as good of an explanation as, I have to explain where we are today. Or am I missing something, Alan?
I don't know, Steve. I did dig my dissection kit out, but unfortunately, the way I learned how to do dissections, put a dogfish shark or a cat or something on a table in front of me, man, I can take it apart and I can show you all the pieces. I'm real good at actual physical hands-on dissection stuff. I guess I missed, or the store was out when I went in, and I wasn't really ever even looking for a digital dissection kit, so I'm not real good at digital dissection, Steve, because I can't get my hands in it, get covered with formaldehyde and all that stuff and learn actual physical things that make the world actually work and function. The digital dissection I will leave to other experts.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, let's move on then, since that's none of interest and they didn't do that.
It's not interesting. I just guess I'm not qualified to digitally dissect stuff because I'm not in the computerized, mesmerized, wonderful world that's been created around us today.
I'm sorry, man. The world keeps doing that. I know you're still upset from yesterday. You know what, guys? RBN was still on the air. What was that, yesterday or the day before, when there's a lot of changes that went on over on the satellite Galaxy 19. And from what I understand, RBN moved transponders on Galaxy 19 and everything was updating their codecs to digital codecs because the whole world's going digital and there's a reason for that. You get more bang for the buck, in the digital spectrum. You can get more programming and yada, yada, whatever. Alan doesn't care about that and neither should he, right? But the fact is, one of his receivers was non, how does it go? It was an analog receiver. It wasn't a digital one. And everything pretty much went dark. Is that how it went there, Alan?
Well, actually, RBN stayed. Actually, some of them,
right.
the switch over to the new transponder, that didn't bother me that much. But then, I had one old system that I still use, and it doesn't do the high def stuff. So a lot of these program channels, when it switched over to the new transponder, some of them switched over to a high def signal, so I can't pick it up on that receiver anymore. RBN still stayed. Yeah. Thank you. I guess low def, and a few other stations did. I think RT still stayed low def, and you can still pick up certain things. It did limit your possibilities unless you order the new digital whiz bang little piece of Chinese crap that you can get now. I can't call it advancement. Is it for my benefit when I'm being drug kicking and screaming into this nightmare that I know is coming at us?
It's
and everyone else around me accepts it and just plays and has a great time in it, and I see what it's doing, and I'm being drug kicking and screaming. Is it?
It's not about for me, you, too? Alan. No, it's not about you.
That's right.
It doesn't care about
anything,
you.
So I can't be that selfish. That's true.
It doesn't care anything about anything, right? It doesn't care about me. It doesn't care about you. It doesn't matter. It's not right.
Depends on what the definition of it is, Steve.
There you go. That's really fun. This argument I have a lot of times with different customers, right? Because they're always bitching about technology and they're going, well, I don't understand. And I go, I understand you don't understand. And that's just the way it is. And we have this one argument that goes around right now, and it's with one of the cellular carriers called Sprint, right? And they've changed into a carrier called T-Mobile. And so the argument goes something like this. Well, I've been with Sprint for so many years, and they sent me this new chip, and I put it in my phone, and my phone doesn't work in my house anymore. And I go, oh, yeah, well, you changed to T-Mobile. And they go, well, no, I didn't. And I go, well, yeah, you did. Sprint don't exist. You put in the chip and you became T-Mobile. But that's not right. And I don't understand. And why would they do that to me? I'm a long-term switch. Get another provider. Oh, no, I've been with them for 30 years. They sound like dicks. Well, you know, I've been with them too long to switch. I go, what? Well, I don't understand. There's got to be a reason they did this to me. I go, they don't care about you. Oh, I've been there for 30 years. Of course they did. You're like, dude.
Hang on. They don't care a damn about you.
No, it's not about you. You know, in the cellular world, there's a term. It's called churn, right? And it expects, and the whole business is based on they hate. Your customers are going to hate you, and then they're going to leave you, and they're going to go to somebody else. Then they're going to hate them, and they're going to leave them. They'll eventually be back to you, and it's managing the churn is the whole process within the cellular community, and that's pretty much it. It's just it's mutual hate. But this
hate
conversation.
Hate is love, Steve. Hate is love. Come on, get with it.
Hate
is love. And some animals have more rights than other animals. It's just the way everything worked.
Oh, God. Hey, we got another caller. Let's go to Andy. Andy in Texas. How cold is it there this morning? About 30, 40?
Oh, are you kidding me? It's 15 degrees right now, fellas.
Oh, it was 17 at midnight when I was talking with you.
Whoa.
Yeah, now it's 15 now, but hey, you know what, Alan, when we walked to the store, I wanted to get that popcorn, right? It was so, loved it.
And folks, I did not let Andy walk the streets in the snow alone. I was holding his hand over the phone.
In the snow?
Was
snowing?
Yeah, there's snow up here, too. Yeah, hell yeah, yeah.
Damn.
It's frozen up here. We're in the tundra. Hey, but that bag of popcorn, Alan, so I popped it in the microwave, ate half of it, wrapped it up, threw it on my table, and then I woke up this morning to a mouse in my popcorn. So that's good. All the mice came in where the heat was. So
hey, you got to get some protein somehow.
Yeah, well, I just don't really care for those little varmints.
Yeah, I know they're supposed to be diseased or sometimes and whatnot.
I just want to tell Alan.
At least you didn't lose a couple of toes to frostbite or anything to get that half bag of popcorn before the mice got to it. So you got off pretty good, actually, Andy.
I certainly did. Hey, but Alan, I wanted to tell you, keep multiplying, man. Sooner or later, we'll get to a trillion or whatever, and maybe you can turn it into some money. I understood what you were saying when you said we're supposed to go forth and multiply. So you're like, okay, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 3 is 6, 6 times 6 is 32, or whatever. No, it's interesting. But you know, you were saying earlier about the old Parliament building, the Aborigine burned it down, and then don't forget when we were talking when you let me come into your show, we also we talked about the 3 Masonic temples that burned down, and then we talked about Solomon Islands. They burnt down their parliament, and you just added South Africa burnt down the Parliament building. Again, what Steve said last time when we were talking, we have to be careful that this is not the Reichstag type thing going on here. I mean, maybe the Aborigines didn't start the fire. Maybe the Masonic temples weren't burned down by protesters, you know? It's just another way of getting control, and I actually agree with that. We're sitting in a world that we didn't make, but we certainly have to live in it. And, Alan, you seemed a little bit down today. Come on, man. We're going to go through the apocalypse together.
Andy, you are one of the few bright spots that I can actually I can chuckle and laugh and have that damn good conversation with you. You are one of the bright spots you're in my RBN family, phone book back here, you know. It's like I called Lark the other night and talked with Lark for like 3 hours, and hey, you know, it's frustrating, but man, it helps me keep sane.
Well, and you know what? Vice versa. And, you know, we are the collective, the RBN family. We ought to start migrating towards each other, literally, packing your crap up and moving towards people that are like-minded. I mean, Steve, we were talking the other day, and you said, yeah, Andy, you're probably one of 25 people, all of Lubbock, And you, because I can't find nobody here that's thinking the way I'm thinking. I can't find anybody here that actually listens to RBN. I certainly throw it in front of them, but they're not listening. Nobody wants to because they're still in this stupor. And this is going to be our downfall, fellas. We're gonna fall to the ground in a heartbeat if we don't wake some people up. And you know, I called Rivero's show because he wanted to know people's resolutions for the year, and I told him I was going to redouble down and start talking to more people and stuff. That's my resolution. Even though it might be futile, I'm going to try to do that. But it is kind of futile because nobody wants to hear what I'm talking about.
Yep. And you feel pretty much like old Don Quixote at times, don't you? Except you don't really have
isolation.
There is a sidekick.
Hang on, folks. That's the music. This is the break. We'll be back to the windmills here in a second. Republic of Texas Radio.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So here we fight all through the night. Okay. Welcome back. Republic of Texas radio show. Hey, Andy from Texas is on the line, and we were just talking a little bit about, you know, like in his area, right? I asked him the other day. I said, "Well, how many folks do you think that are up there that actually can talk like you do, that understand the different nuances of the life and the world that we lead in?" And 25 here in Fredericksburg in this area, there's a bunch. Right. You know, I could probably find 25 within a couple hours if I went looking for them. Right. But then a lot of that 25, they're the ones that I don't like. I don't trust. Well, there's some that I don't know. And what does, I don't know what it matters, right? You know, because right now we're getting ready to go into another season or whatever the hell we call these things, where they're going to be arguing with the school board. They're going to be arguing over taxes. Do we argue over taxes? No, that's just like nonsense. You know, I mean, it's important. Nobody wants their taxes to go up. You know, the whole crap, our city council, they just did that. Oh, no, not again. They can't do that. Send out an email. Show up at the city council. It's rinse and repeat, Alan. It's
torture. Need to bring legal proceedings against them. Let's go and use their system to persecute themselves. And wait a minute, that doesn't sound like they would do that, does it? Let me see. They're going to use their system to incarcerate and persecute themselves for what they're doing. It's Don Quixote again, isn't it?
We're chasing after them windmills. Well, I don't know. Sometimes I don't chase. You know, sometimes I do chase. You know, I last year I did go ahead and go to several different meetings of the, you know, yada yada groups in town, right? Got to get up and tell them to no more masks and tell them open the schools and tell them and tell them and tell them. Okay, I'll go, right? Sometimes. But man, tilting at every windmill that they put up, and even, I don't know that I achieved anything, Alan. I just showed up as one person. I showed up, right? Maybe I talked. You know, I did talk on several occasions and I don't really care, you know, but playing Don Quixote full time.
Yeah, I did that too, Steve. I would show up. You know, I went to the city council and the county commissioners meetings periodically for a while there. And after I went to the first one, I realized that if I was going to go to any subsequent meetings, I would have to have a healthy supply of barf bags in my possession, so I would not be spewing vomit over all the good people that were sitting there in the chamber.
Hey, Andy, hey, you ever think of going to the city council meeting where you're at?
Well, that's funny. I actually think I told Alan that the other night. I might have even told you that the other night when we were talking on the phone. I actually am thinking that I need to go to these city council meetings. I don't have any kids that play in the school system, but I still care about these kids. And I want to go there. They give you 2 minutes to speak. They'll probably shut my speaker off. But the people there, we're going to hear my voice, because without the microphone or not, I'm going to yell it then. I just passed a joke, and there's things we got to do if we're going to survive. But here's something I wanted to throw at y'all. Okay, where are the billionaires that are fighting against these other billionaires? Where are the good billionaires at? I mean, look at when did the apocalypse start? Did it start in 1871 when we incorporated? Did it start in 1913?
Oh, Andy, do you know the answer to that question is there are none?
Exactly.
And I'm not calling you a moron, Andy, but what you just used was an oxymoron.
Ooh, I like being a moron, though, because then I don't have to do anything.
Hang on, Andy. Let's go through the break. Republic of Texas Radio, Hour 2, coming up.
Each little blessing in this life had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.